Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Once hip, ubiquitous, and profitable, Yahoo may have reached its peak years ago. It's since been unable to reinvent its mission or its model. For the sixth time in 4 years, the company's using a mass layoff to boost its bottom line. That's six layoff sweeps, 4 years under three CEOs. So maybe employees have come to expect layoffs every time they get a new chief. And true to recent tradition, after 3 months on the job, new CEO Scott Thompson is saying goodbye to 14% of his workforce. Joining us this morning, Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times. Joe, why use layoffs again? If the problem here is a lack of revenue and laying off employees only improves your earning, why go back to layoffs?
Well, that's what the investing community is asking also. There's two essential problems. There's a CEO, Scott Thompson, who's only been in for 3 months. He's their fifth CEO in 5 years. He's under a tremendous amount of pressure from the investing community to start turning Yahoo into a more profitable company. And the second problem is, after 3 months, how exactly are you supposed to do that? He doesn't really know yet. It's obvious that he doesn't have a clue as to how to generate revenue. And so, faced with this pressure to do something fast, he chooses layoffs. It's not a dumb process idea, but you know, at a certain point, Yahoo will lay themselves off into nothingness if they don't come up with a new way to make money.
Well, let's talk about the new way to make money, because, I mean, one of the problems that Yahoo has cited is that their earnings per employee are something like half their competitors. So obviously, you lay off more employees, your earnings per employee go up. But again, let's go back to the other side of that equation, raising the earnings instead of reducing the number of employees. What would help Yahoo bring in more money?
Well, it's hard to say. You see, I mean, Yahoo is kind of an amorphous company at this point. You know, this is kind of the story of American capitalism, Celeste. Yahoo was a leader at a certain point in the Internet. I actually wrote a story about it maybe a decade ago when they were king of the hill and, you know, they were part of the four horsemen of the Internet. But, you know, they... In capitalism, in American capitalism, you have to change or you die, and that's what happens. Google came along, Facebook came along. Suddenly, their model for making money, which was display advertising, shriveled, and the world turned to search advertising. And Yahoo didn't have an answer for that. And then people, instead of using Yahoo as their primary, you know, homepage or location, began to turn to Facebook for its primary location. And so they didn't have really a reason for being. There's lots of things people do on Yahoo. They cost almost no money. Yahoo supposedly has all this data about the 700 million people who supposedly use it, but they haven't figured out any way to monetize that data, and that's really what they have to do. It's hard when you've had one business model that has been successful to toss it aside and figure out another one. But the most successful companies do that, and the great example of that, of course, is Apple.
Well, Apple, you know, it would be great if Yahoo, among all these rotating CEOs, could get a Steve Jobs. But what one of the things that Steve Jobs was really genius at doing was recognizing the skills that his company and he himself had, and then capitalizing on those, even when people thought it wouldn't be profitable. What does Yahoo do well at this point? What could lead their reinvention?
I don't know. That's the problem. I mean, what
do
does
they
Yahoo
know?
Do well? It does attract people. They have Yahoo Sports is the most important sport, the most traveled sports site. They have a bunch of, you know, they have a bunch of content sites that do really quite well.
Their financial page, for example.
That's right. Those are useful pages, but those are low margin pages. I mean, low margin in the sense of you know, they do bring in advertising. But, you know, as we all know, Internet advertising doesn't generate the revenues that you know, other forms of advertising do, such as search advertising. And so even though it has these successful content sites, those successful content sites are not the ad revenue generators that they would like. They're really in a tough spot, Celeste, and you do have to kind of wonder now at this point whether they can survive. Now, let's go back and remind yourselves about one other sad moment in Yahoo's history. They could have sold themselves to Microsoft.
That's true.
At a time when they still had some value. And they chose not to because Jerry Yang, who was their then CEO and their founder, really, really resisted the idea of selling his beloved Yahoo to another company, especially Microsoft. It has turned out to be a terrible mistake.
Well, and that's one of the reasons many people point to for his departure from the company, and many people thought that that would be a new day for Yahoo, a fresh slate. I mean, there's certainly money to be made on the Internet. There's money to be made from tech companies like Yahoo's, and with the expertise that they have and the name brand recognition that they have, there must be somebody who can come in, whether it's the new CEO Thompson or not, who can find a new path.
Celeste, so you're sort of forgetting... There are lots of Internet companies that have died.
It's true.
They should buy MySpace. You know? Yahoo should buy MySpace, Joe.
Yet MySpace is a fantastic example of this. I mean, they were the king of the hill, and then Facebook came along and really stole their thunder and stole their profits. And MySpace is now shriveled to become a site that really is just for rock bands and prostitution.
Well, maybe with Internet companies, the shelf life, the length of life is just shorter than a standard company.
Well, I'm going to go back to what I said before. Companies that succeed, whether they're on the Internet or not, are companies that figure out that they have to change. And, you know, Apple used to be a computer company, and now it's a consumer products company. It's a completely different company, what it does. Yahoo, when they were on top, never really sort of understood the threats that were coming to them from Google, from Facebook, from other companies. They never got out in front of those companies. And as a result, they're in this terrible position today where they have a site that many people look at, but nobody can figure out how to make money from it. And unless they can figure that out, they're not going to be around that much longer.
Well, in the meantime, there's 2,000 people that have lost their jobs. Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the sixth layoff, mass layoff at Yahoo in the last few years. Joan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
Titanic, I'm telling you.